This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Duncan, for many years, there was a tradition across Australia to sit down in front of the TV every Monday and Tuesday evening at 7:30 sharp to watch a country practice. Well, two big fans of the show are broadcasters Melanie Tate and Kim Lester. They've teamed up to create a brand new podcast, which is called, quite fittingly, A Country Podcast, and they both join us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Melanie and Kim.
Hi, Sam. Hi, Duncan.
Hey.
Hey, team. I've got to confess, I, for like 15 years, completely missed A Country Practice. I mean, I know Wandon Valley, I know the song, but can you give me a breakdown of what A Country Practice was?
Okay, so A Country Practice was a drama that was on in Australia from 1981, and it told the story of the residents of Wandon Valley, which is a small country town somewhere in Australia. Probably, it looks New South Welsh, so it's probably, I mean, we know that it is filmed in New South Wales, but it's kind of, it could be anywhere in Australia. And it centres around the local hospital and the local country doctor's practice. So we get to know the characters through their medical issues and the dramas of the town, all around the pub, the doctor's surgery and the hospital.
Kim, this was a huge show, really popular, lasted many, many years. Why do you think it was so popular back in the day?
I think there's probably a lot of reasons. We were talking to one of the actors yesterday, and he said it originally started out as an 8:30 time slot program, and so it was a little bit edgy in the beginning. But then they realised very quickly that families were happy to sit down together and watch it, and so they put it in at 7:30. They didn't try to emulate the US programs that were kind of big at the time, like Dallas. You know, the programs that are a little bit more mean and conniving. It was just very gentle, very kind, and quite educational as well. So we learned a lot from watching A Country Practice.
29 Logie wins, over 1,000.
Wow.
1,000 episodes. I mean, it starred characters like Baz Luhrmann was on the show. Yeah. I mean, this is an extraordinary run. I've got to say, though, ladies, I feel like 1,000 episodes and 29 Logie nominations, we've had our fill of A Country Practice, yet you've kicked off this podcast. Why?
Well, because it's been a long time since it's been on our screens, and just recently 7plus has put it back on streaming. And it's one of those shows, I think, guys, that's really cut through this time. So, you know, we're living through this fairly frantic time where everything seems uncertain and we don't know who to turn to or what to go to next. Our political discourse is pretty grubby. There's, you know, the world itself is not as pleasant and lovely and slow as Wandon Valley. So returning to it is kind of easy from a viewing point of view. It's so different to anything else that's on TV. But also from our point of view, the really great thing about it is the stars of the show, the writers of the show, etc., they're all really at a great place now to sit back and reflect on the time and what it meant to them and what it was like on the show. You know, we've found people at a really great time in their lives to come and chat with us about what the show meant to the audience and also to them.
I feel like that this is like maybe the perfect time for the show, because me and Sammy keep on having this conversation in studio. Usually I like action movies and drama and I want explosions on screen. But recently I've just been like, with everything going on, what I want is wholesome. Like I feel like I'm passionate about Ted Lasso because it just feels wholesome. Like I'm like, I want a simple character who's just wholesome and positive and upbeat. Yeah. And I feel like what you're saying is, A Country Practice might be the wholesome drama that we all need right now.
It's also familiar. There's something about, and I noticed this even before the COVID outbreak completely changed our lives, I had a family member diagnosed with cancer, and just dealing with the trauma of that, at nighttime, once my kids were in bed, all my husband and I wanted to do was watch familiar television. Mm. And so we sought out our favourite sitcom that we've watched 10 times over and just rewatch that. And this is, I think, what A Country Practice has been for us, for Melanie and I, in this COVID time is it's familiar, it's gentle, and it's comforting.
Can you just share with us, like, one of those moments where you go, this is the iconic moment of a country practice for me, or one of those moments that just really tugged at your heartstrings where you're like, this is everything?
So the funny thing about rewatching this show is I was very young when it came out. So I was one when it debuted.
Mm.
And so when Molly died, I was 4 years old. I really don't remember it. But rewatching it now is incredible. I just watched the series of Sophie episodes. So Dr. Terrence's daughter in season 8 is his adult daughter, is struggling with a drug addiction, and he is dealing with that as a father. He goes to King's Cross because he can't find her. You see St Vincent Hospital. You see the community centre in Sydney that became so famous in the 90s because of its care for people dealing with addiction.
Mm.
And the way that they handle that storyline, the writing around it, is both so informative of the time and the era that we went through in the 90s in Australia, but also just so touching and relatable, and every character is experiencing it in a different way and you can really relate to the ways that they're experiencing it. So for me, I don't know that it's an iconic historic memory for me, but that one I think will stay with me for a long time.
So obviously Kim alluded to it before, but the absolute classic moment of a country practice for all of Australia pretty much is the death of the character Molly Jones. And it's so iconic. It's iconic in our imagery of what television is. It's always sort of the greatest episode of television ever. And, you know, I was 4 or 5 years old when that went to air, so I don't remember it. And I watched it over the weekend to see how it held up and what it was like, fully knowing what was going on, fully being, you know, bonded to this character a little bit from the watching I've been watching it. I was sobbing by the end. The way they told the story of this young mother dying of cancer is beautiful and sad and all of that, but also you laugh through it and you feel like you're part of a family. And I think that that episode in particular was the making of a country practice and the thing that people keep going back to, quite rightly, about it.
I never got to see the show. It finished when I was 6, so I kind of missed it. But I listened to the first episode of the podcast and loved that it's not just a deep dive into the show, but it's a deep dive into the time in which it was set, the 80s, and the nostalgia and just the way in which we were. So I really loved it and recommend everyone listening right now, check it out. It's called A Country Podcast. You can get it wherever you get your podcasts. And we thought we'd open it up now to you, wonderful listeners of Hope. Do you want to share your memories of country practice? What did you love about it? What was so significant watching it back in the day? Let us know. 1-300-40-2020. You can text in 0448-40-2020. And to Melanie and Kim, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks so much, Sam and Duncan.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.